Well, today is an international holiday.
You kidding me?
International.
That's big time.
It is International Unicorn Day.
Are you pulling my leg, Sarah?
Yes. April 9th is International Unicorn Day.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why specifically April 9th, but it is. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So unicorns have been capturing the imagination of humans for millennia.
Wow.
Unicorns are not found in Greek mythology, but they are in the accounts of natural history because Greek writers of natural history were convinced of the reality of unicorns, which they believed lived in India.
Oh, India,
yeah,
sure.
Which was a distant and fabulous realm for them.
Well, it is.
Yeah. The earliest description of a unicorn comes from a book written by a Greek physician and historian around 400 BCE. He had traveled through Persia, which is now Iran, in the service of the Persian king, where he heard many tales from Indian travelers about creatures back home. He said their horn was a foot and a half long with a white base, black middle, and a pointed red tip.
Oh, wow.
He also said that unicorn meat was too bitter to eat. So don't try it.
Oh, it's okay. That's good to know.
It's likely that he fused details of multiple creatures, including the Indian rhinoceros, to create this fantastical being. He'd never seen one himself. Obviously, it was just hearsay.
What's an Indian rhinoceros? Is that different than the zoo rhinoceros that I'm familiar with?
I don't know.
Okay.
But the image of unicorns was well established in medieval lore by the time Marco Polo believed that he saw one
in his
travels through Asia in the 13th century.
Inventor of the summer game?
Yes, the very one. Marco Polo. Polo described the creature as having a large black horn, hair like a buffalo's, and feet like an elephant's, and he said that they were very ugly brutes to look at.
Oh, really?
Now, today it is widely accepted that the unicorn he saw was actually a rhinoceros.
Oh, well, they are. Yeah, they are kind of ugly. Yeah. He's right, though.
Yeah. Now, the unicorn horn itself and the substance it was made of was called alicorn and was believed to hold magical and medicinal properties.
Okay.
Many healing powers and antidotal virtues were attributed to the alicorn, making it one of the most expensive and reputable remedies during the Renaissance.
Okay.
Seen as one of the most valuable assets that a person could possess, unicorn horns were given as diplomatic gifts, and chips and dust from them could be purchased at apothecaries as universal antidotes until the 18th century. And it also was believed that the horn was a water purifier.
Oh, it did a lot of things.
A lot of things.
But you're saying these things didn't exist at all.
Well, obviously, they're not from actual unicorns. What they were from narwhals. They're from narwhals.
Narwhals.
Narwhals, are a type of whale native to the Arctic.
Oh.
And they have a long spiraled tusk, which is actually a canine tooth that projects from the front of their head. So they have a big, long spike, but it was really a narwhal.
But not a unicorn.
Is what people were using and not really a unicorn.
Wow, I feel like there's some intentional deception there.
Yeah, I think so, probably. Yeah. The unicorn is the national animal of Scotland.
Is it really?
Has been a Scottish heraldic symbol since the 12th century. The unicorn was believed to be the natural enemy of the lion, a symbol that the English royals had adopted around 100 years before.
Gotcha, right.
Two gold coins were even known as the unicorn and the half unicorn in Scotland.
Okay.
In Celtic mythology, unicorns are associated with purity, innocence, masculinity, and power, making them a fitting symbol for a nation known for its strength and independence.
Mm,
yeah.
Sure.
Now, if you're looking to hunt a unicorn, but you're not sure where to start.
When is the season?
Listen, you can get a permit. Because if you're going to hunt anything, like anything,
you need a permit. I want
to
follow the law.
So you can get your permit to hunt unicorns at Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll have to remember that. I go up near there in the summertime.
Well, you can go ahead and get yourself one.
Can I use it anytime?
So the Unicorn Hunters was established in 1971 by LSSU's Director of Public Relations. Assisted by professors of English at the college, he envisioned the Unicorn Hunters as one way to garner more publicity for the college, which had just established itself as an independent school after being a branch of what is now Michigan Technological University.
You know, get the more attention if there really was one unicorn and somebody got a license to hunt it, killed it, and then they were like, well, I had the license, and then the whole world is mad at this guy for killing the one unicorn.
Well, good news, anyone can get yourself a permit.
Good.
It's just you go online to the website, you can print it out.
Oh.
As long as you abide by all the departmental regulations. Now, there are some regulations that you need to be aware of if you're going to have one of your unicorn permits.
Right.
So questing season runs all year, with two important exceptions. Valentine's Day and whenever the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus might be around. Also recommend bringing along a questing kit, and that can include items like serious intent, general levity, a flask of cognac, and Arthurian legends books or works by Chaucer.
Well, it sounds like a good time.
Yeah, on the website, if you're interested, there's a whole list of the regulations.
Can I really print one out?
You can. Yeah, you got to print it out, and then I think you got to email it back. Take a picture of yourself with it, and you can email it back to them, and I don't know, something.
What,
like that.
And something?
And then you just have it, and then it's yours. And then you can be a unicorn hunter.
Let's do it. Can we do that? Do you think
anyone can do it?
How
so why not?
Yeah, but I mean, how many do you think they get on a given day? Not many.
I don't know.
Nobody's thinking about hunting unicorns.
They are now.
Well, now
you're
we
welcome,
are.
LSSU.
What if suddenly they got like 1,500 submissions from Rochester, New York?
That'd
right
be
today?
That would be amazing.
Okay. All right. You picked out a record to go along with unicorns, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we're gonna play "The Unicorn" by the Irish Rovers.
Love this song. Seriously, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, the Unicorn Irish Rovers. That's that song always reminds me of Tom Noonan.
Aww.
Radio legend, used to work here. Passed away.
Love him.
A number of years ago.
Long time ago.
All right. Let's recap three things. Tell us why we play that song.
It's International Unicorn Day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Greek historians first described unicorns around 400 BCE.
Marco.
Polo.
Thought he saw one in Asia, but it was actually a rhinoceros.
And at one time, narwhal tusks were sold as unicorn horns, which were believed to have many healing powers and water purification. Also.
And water purification, too, yeah. Yeah, right before water softeners, it was unicorn horn dust.
Or narwhal tusks.
Narwhal, it turns out.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Folks want to learn more about unicorns. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can
one more. I will post a link to the Unicorn Hunters Club.
Let's do it.
If you want to get yourself a permit.
I'll put
a link up there.
Do this and make them wonder why suddenly people in Western New York want to hunt unicorns.
Yep.
Can I do my part now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Every day, 4:10 on Facebook as well. Facebook Live, video, behind the scenes, conversations, all kinds of unicorn talk today that didn't make it to the air. Plus, you can catch the archives of it on YouTube. Go to YouTube. Search out Sarah's Wiki Corner, and there it all is. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
From dire wolves to unicorns.
Ooh, what's next?
What is next?
I don't know.
We'll find out tomorrow, 4:10. Thanks, Sarah. Traffic, weather, those are next on Legends 102.7.